Gemara Halacha and Chagas Haldovas, Tuesday night, or Lachav Beis Teves.
So in Shulchan Aruch there's a din that you have to wash your hands before you daven Mincha or Ma'ariv. Shachris, basically everybody washes their hands in the morning, and they say at some point Al Matil Shadayim. We won't go into that now, but for Mincha Ma'ariv there's also a din in Shulchan Aruch that you have to wash your hands, even if you maybe not so necessary to be makbid on the tilush yadayim and our kli, but there certainly is a din of rechitzas yadayim at the very least. Without a bracha, even if you have to wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha on the tilush yadayim, but you have to wash your hands even if they're not, even if any of their shum lichluch, meaning it's stam yadayim. Stam yadayim, meaning your hands as you go through the day, maybe a daim maskani is same, so they're kosher to make a bracha, they're kosher to learn Torah, but they're posel for tefillah. For tefillah, you have to wash your hands, even stam yadayim. Even if you just got through a whole seder of learning, and you say, well, probably by learning I didn't touch anything that I wasn't supposed to touch, probably. And maybe that's true. Maybe even probably it's true. But still, nevertheless, Mishmaru Paskins, you have to wash your hands for Mincha and for Ma'ariv. Okay. How much? You have to wash, wash till the wrists. And you'll have a shefa of bracha. Okay. Chagas Halvavos. We're up to the end of Perek Sheni in Shar Avas Hashem, and he says a remarkable insight at the end of the parak. He's talking about Avas Hashem, it has to overweigh all other avos, all other considerations, in fact. And he says, and you shouldn't be meshatef be avoso avozuloso. And maybe you're familiar with a din, you're not supposed to kiss your children in a base medrash, because it is an exhibition of avas something else other than Avas Hashem, and it's inappropriate to do in a shul. We are Imel Tnei HaMelech, we are davening to the Melech. That's not, what? I'm sorry.
You don't kiss it from.
No, the tefillin you could kiss. That's a minute to kiss it before, because the tefillin are like Hashem, Hashem's mitzvah. No. Kiss your children.
Oh.
No, I don't have that. It's okay. But, okay, so, but that's just a manifestation. The concept is what the Chavis HaLovis is saying, that Al Teshatev Bi Ahavos O Avazuloso. Like, that's what Avraham Avinu was showing. Avraham Avinu was showing he loves Hashem more than he loves Yitzchak. And that's, don't do Shituf. You know, there's no, Avos Hashem has to be, ideally, that has to be. You can do a little Avos Hashem, you can practice every day for half a minute. But ideally, Avas Hashem is all-consuming and there's nothing else. Now, you say, but wait a second. I hope you're thinking and asking yourselves. But I have to love my wife. I have to love my children. I have to love a Talmud Chacham. I have to love every member of Klal Yisrael, the Beferish Apostle, the Abdol Reacha Kamocha. So how can the Chavis HaLovis say to me that I shouldn't be Meshatef Avas anything with Avas Hashem if I'm commanded and it's an imperative to love other things? So the Chavis HaLovis says, V'yemahavta zulaso, if you love something other than Hashem, Shetia b'meshet teirotze b'lefonov, it is something or someone that he wants you to love. And thus, the yezeonof, this will become a branch. Me'avoscha also, Yisrael man v'yisadar. This is hard for people to understand. I love my wife because Hashem wants me to love my wife. I love my children because Hashem wants me to love my children. I love a fellow Jew because Hashem wants me to love a fellow Jew. Not because I want to have achdus and hold hands and sing kumbaya. That's not why you have to love your fellow Jew. You have to love your fellow Jew because Hashem wants you to love him. And thus, says the Chavis HaLovis, loving that other person is but a branch of loving Hashem. Because you love Hashem, and he wants you to do this, so you love the other person, and thus you are exhibiting Avas Hashem by loving those other people. That's what Chazal Baba says. Ulufikach Omar b'chol, meaning this is another interpretation of b'chol levavcho, u'b'chol nafshecho, u'b'chol miyodecho. He gave different interpretations of it, that it means more than levavcho, more than nafshecho, more than miyodecho. Here he's saying b'chol, like, almost like the simple meaning of the pasuk. You have to love Hashem totally, totally. B'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol miyodecho. That's a different interpretation of what he said before. B'chol achas mehen. The love has to be total and all-consuming. And again, everything, anything else you love is but a branching off of your love for Him. It's very interesting. The Chazal in Shaar HaBitachon says that any love that a person experiences in life, I'm talking now about on the receiving end, my parents love me, my spouse loves me, my children love me, so any love you have is only a manifestation of Hashem's love for you, and it's being channeled through these people. Now, Hashem loves me, and some of His love is channeled to me through my wife. Some of His love is channeled to me through my parents. Some of His love is channeled to me through my best friend. That's he says it on the receiving end in Shaar HaBitachon. Here he's saying it on the giving end, that anyone you love is but a se'if, or a branch, he calls it, of loving Hashem, because Hashem wants you to love this person. And if Hashem doesn't want you to love this person, then I don't want to hear about Avos Yisrael, right? Then it's Halom Sanecha Hashem Esna. You only love who Hashem wants you to love, because it's only a branching off of loving Hashem.